Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Buddy Hicks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Rivera scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hicks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Larry Lawler scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rivera trying to get to third. Kaline throws the ball into Boone, who tags Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hicks moves to second. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox throws towards short. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Hicks scores. Keene moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House moves to second. Jack Phillips pinch hits for Al Aber. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. House moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Harry Bird now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keene takes first base on ball 4. House scores. Hicks moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hicks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, White Sox. Duke Moss now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Tuttle moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle scores. House moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-6, White Sox. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Velarde scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Duke Moss. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Velarde hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. K Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hicks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. House hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Keene catches it and throws to first to double up Lawler. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Black now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield pinch runs for Al Kaline. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 4 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.